بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Beautiful souls, I'm أستاذة زهراء in another episode on أمهات المؤمنين, the mother of the believers. You're listening to the Splendors of Sahaba podcast, specially brought to you by Al-Islah Mosque. In today's episode, inshallah, I will be sharing with you the beautiful life and love story of Rasulullah SAW's third wife, Sayyidatina Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the mother of the believers, the wife of the master of the prophets, the scholar, the eloquent speaker, the believing woman, daughter of the believing man. Sayyidatina Aisha bint Abdullah bin Uthman bin Amir bin Amr bin Ka'ab. Her father was known as Abu Bakr and her grandfather Uthman was known as Abu Quhafah. So she was Aisha bint Abu Bakr bin Abu Quhafah. She was born in Makkah some years before the prophetic migration, Hijrah, to Al-Madinah. That is in the fifth year after the start of the Messenger of Allah's mission, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, she was born into Islam and did not live for a single day in the Jahiliyyah. Let's talk about her father. He was Abdullah bin Uthman bin Amir, whose lineage is connected to that of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through their common ancestor Murrah. He was known as As-Siddiq because he hasted to believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all that he said. He was nicknamed Atiq, the freed slave, by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Man sarrahu an yanzura ila Atiqin minan nar falyanzur ila Abi Bakr," which means, "Whoever liked to look at a person who has been freed from the fire, let him look at Abu Bakr." MashaAllah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the most beloved of Allah's creation to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is reported on the authority of Abdullah bin Shaqiq that he said, "I said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, which of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most beloved by him?" She replied, "Abu Bakr." I asked, "Then who?" She said, "Umar." I asked, "Then who?" She said, "Abu Ubaidah bin Al-Jarrah." I asked, "Then who?" But she remained silent. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam trusted Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu completely in both religious matters and worldly matters. During his final illness, he, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deputed him to lead the people in prayer. It is reported on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that she said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'It is not fitting that a group of people which includes Abu Bakr should be led in prayer by anyone other than him.'" Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was one of the 10 persons giving the glad tidings of paradise. The ahadith in which the Prophet ﷺ informed him of the glad tidings of paradise are many, including the hadith in which he said, "Abu Bakr will be in paradise, Umar will be in paradise, Uthman will be in paradise, Ali will be in paradise, Talha will be in paradise, Az-Zubair will be in paradise, Abdul Rahman bin Auf will be in paradise, Sa'ad bin Abu Waqqas will be in paradise." Let us talk about Sayyidatina Aisha's mother. Her mother was Rumman bin Amir bin Uwaymir, and she was Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr, and she was a God-fearing and virtuous woman. She died during the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the sixth year after Hijrah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam descended into her grave and sought forgiveness from Allah for her, saying, "Allahumma lam yakhfa alayka ma laqiyat Rumman fik wa fi rasulik. O Allah, it is not hidden from you the hardships which Rumman encountered for your sake and for the sake of your messenger." Now let us talk about the love which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidatina Aisyah radhiyallahu ta'ala anha was the most beloved of the Prophet's wife to him. There were many reasons for this, including her patience with him, her sincerity towards him, her superior rationality, her keen intellect, the esteem in which he held her father, and the fact that his marriage to her was made in accordance with the command of Allah, the Most High. And the Messenger of Allah ﷺ loved whatever Allah loved. Amr bin Al-As asked the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, "Which of the people is dearest to you, O Messenger of Allah?" He replied, "Aisyah." He then asked, "And among men?" He said, "Her father." The people knew the love that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ had for Aisyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they would present their gifts to him on the days when he was in Aisyah's house. Because of this, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ gathered in the house of Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anha and said to her, "The people present gifts on Aisha's day and we want to share in the good things just as Aisha does. So tell the Messenger of Allah ﷺ to order the people to present their gifts to him no matter where he may be." So Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anha told him what they had said, but he remained silent. She repeated it a second time, but he still did not reply. So she repeated it a third time, upon which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Salamah, do not hurt me regarding Aisha, for by Allah, revelation has not come to me when I was under the blanket of any of you besides her." Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "فضل عائشة على النساء كفضل السريد على سائر الطعام." The superiority of Aisha over other women is as the superiority of Sarid over all other foods. Sarid is a meal which consists of mutton and bread soaked in broth. It's one of Rasulullah's favorite food. The love which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Aisha was evident from the gentleness he displayed towards her and the kind manner in which he treated her. She radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing at the door of my chamber while the Abyssinians were performing the show with spears in the mosque, and he was shielding me with his rida." Rida meaning a garment worn over the upper part of the body. "He was shielding me with his rida so that I could watch their performance. Then he stood up for my benefit until I was the one who turned away from it." So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in spite of being busily occupied with the work of calling to Islam, stood with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and screened her with his garment so that she could see the performance of the Abyssinians, and he did not leave even though it went for a long time until she told him that she wanted to leave. Now allow me to tell you the story of the affair of the slander. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha lived in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where she was respected and honored, and nothing disturbed the tranquility of her life apart from the incident of the slander. Hadithul Ifk. An incident in which the hypocrites falsely accused the pure and noble Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha of having committed adultery. The hypocrites did not intend by this wicked accusation to harm Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rather, their intention was to harm the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to attack Islam and its messenger. For Aisha was the most beloved of his wives to him, and her father was the most beloved of men to him. So whatever harmed Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would hurt him also. This was the intention of the hypocrites who spread this slander, and the Muslims unintentionally became involved in it. In brief, the story was that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that Banu al-Mustaliq were prepared to attack him, he decided to launch a surprise attack against them before they could attack Al-Madinah. So he set out with his army, but before doing so, he drew lots among his wives, as was his custom when he set out for a battle, in order to decide which of them he would take with him. The lot fell to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and so she climbed into her howdah and set out with him. The two armies met at a well belonging to Banu Mustaliq known as Al-Muraisi, and the battle ended in defeat for them and victory for the Muslim army. Following their victory, the Muslim army headed for Al-Madinah, and when they were only a short distance from it, they stopped to rest. And while they were resting, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha left the camp in order to answer the call of nature and walk on until she passed the Muslim army and went far from it. When she had finished attending to her business, she decided to return to the place where she had left the army. But upon touching her hand to her chest, she found that she had lost the necklace she had been wearing. So she retraced her steps in order to find it. And while she was absent, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to go on, and the man responsible for raising and lowering her howdah came and lifted it onto the camel, thinking that she was inside it. The army moved off, and when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha returned, having found the necklace, she discovered that the army had left and that she was now alone in that empty place. She decided to remain where she was, thinking that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum found that she was missing, they would come back to look for her in the place where they had lost her. So she wrapped herself in her cloak and lay down to sleep where she was. While she was sleeping there, Safwan bin Al-Mu'attal As-Sulami radiallahu anhu passed by her. He had fallen behind the army due to some personal matter which had detained him, and when he saw her black garment, he went over to her and recognized her, declaring, "To Allah we belong and to him shall we return. It is the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Then he said to her while she remained wrapped in her cloak, "What has caused you to be left behind? May Allah have mercy on you." But she did not answer him. So he brought his camel near and said to her, "Mount the camel." Then he moved away from it. This she did. And then he took the camel by the head and led it off swiftly in order to catch up with the army. But he did not catch up with them until the following day, when the army had camped and he arrived leading the camel. Those who made up this slander accused Sayyidatina Aisha and Safwan radiallahu anhuma of having committed adultery, and Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul seized upon the opportunity and began to spread it in every place, speaking of it in every meeting. And these rumors spread by the chief of the hypocrites caused doubt to some of the Muslims, including Hassan bin Thabit, Mistah bin Uthatha, a close relative of Abu Bakr, and Hamnah bint Jahash. After Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha arrived in Al-Madinah, she was taken ill and so she kept to her house. For this reason, she did not hear anything of what the people were saying about her or the ugly accusation of which they spoke about her. Although the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about what was being said, as did Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they did not inform her about it. And when her illness became worse, she asked permission from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to transfer to her parents' house so that her mother could nurse her, and he gave his permission. One day, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha went out with a woman named Mistah to answer the call of nature, and she informed her of what was being said about her. Upon hearing the news, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha began to cry. She cried day and night without ceasing. Then she submitted her case to Allah Most High, seeking confirmation of her innocence from him and speaking in the words of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam, who said, "Fasabrun jamil, wallahu al-musta'anu ala ma tasifun." So for me, patience is most fitting, and it is Allah alone whose help can be sought against that lie which you describe. Allah the Most High did not disappoint her hopes, for he announced her innocence to his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when it was revealed to him, he said, "Rejoice, O Aisha, Allah has revealed your innocence." She said, "I praise and thank Allah and no other." Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the people and recited the Quranic verse to them, which confirmed Aisha's innocence. That being the words of Allah SWT, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَا اكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Which means, verily, those who brought forth the slander against Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, are a group among you. Consider it not a bad thing for you, nor it is good for you. To every man among them will be paid that which he had earned of the sin. And as for him among them who had the greater share therein, his will be a great torment. When this Quranic verse was revealed regarding Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and those who had accused her, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who had previously supported Mistah financially due to him being a relative and being in need, said, "By Allah, I will never provide anything for Mistah because of what he has said about Aisha." Then Allah the Most High revealed in Quran, "A'uzu billahi minash shaitani rajim." وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Which means, and let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen, al-masakin, the needy, and those who left their homes for Allah's cause. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is of forgiving, the most merciful. Upon hearing this verse, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "Yes, by Allah, I love that Allah should forgive me." And he began once again to provide for Mistah, as he had done before, and he said, "I will not take it away from him again." Now, let us hear about Sayyidatina Aisha's vast and beneficial knowledge that she imparted to the people around her, and we until today benefit from it. Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was a scholar of Islamic jurisprudence. With a broad knowledge of hadith, she benefited greatly from her nearness to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addition to her great intelligence, her zeal for acquiring knowledge, and her ability to derive Islamic rulings. Urwah bin Az-Zubair radiallahu anhu said, I have not seen anyone with a greater knowledge of the Quran or its obligations or the lawful and the unlawful, or of poetry or the sayings of the Arabs or of genealogy than Aisha. Abu Burdah bin Abu Musa al-Ash'ari reported from his father that he said, "There was never a problem which we, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were unable to solve," and referred to Aisha, "except that we found knowledge of it from her." Abu Umar bin Abdul Bar said, "Aisha was unique in her time, being knowledgeable in three sciences, the science of Islamic jurisprudence, the science of medicine, and the science of poetry." MashaAllah. Az-Zuhri said, "If the knowledge of Aisha was compared with the knowledge of all of the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with all women, the knowledge of Aisha will be greater." Muawiyah bin Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu said, "O Ziyad, who is the most knowledgeable person?" Ziyad replied, "You, O Commander of the Faithful." He said, "I insist that you answer me truthfully and do not flatter me." He replied, "If you press me, I will say that it is Aisha." Atta' bin Rabah said, "Aisha was the best of people in Islamic jurisprudence, the most knowledgeable of people, and the best of them in giving opinions in general." Al-Miqdad bin Al-Aswad said, "I did not know anyone among the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who had more knowledge of poetry or religious obligations than Aisha." Al-Dhahabi said, Aisha was the most knowledgeable woman in Islamic jurisprudence in the whole Muslim nation. It is written in Fathul Bari that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was extremely knowledgeable in Islamic jurisprudence to such an extent that it was said that a quarter of all legal rulings were transmitted from her. So great was her knowledge that Umar bin Al-Khattab and Ali bin Abi Talib used to consult her in matters of Islamic jurisprudence. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated so many hadiths that scholars mentioned that two-thirds of Islamic Sharia is based on reports and interpretations that came from her. She is part of a group of companions, as coined by scholars, known to have narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most, which is Al-Mukthirun fi Ar-Riwayah, alongside with Abu Hurairah, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. She understood the intricacies of the rulings in the faith because of intelligence and mastery of jurisprudence. Sayyidatina Aisha narrated 2,210 ahadith, 297 of which were reported in the Sahihain. No one narrated more ahadith except Abu Hurairah, and she is one of the Mukthirun, those who narrated more than 1,000 ahadith. Brothers and sisters, as we have listened, there are many takeaways that we can get from Sayyidatina Aisha's life story. Let me share some. The first one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam deeply loved and respected Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha because of her command over religious matters and other praiseworthy qualities. At a young age, she portrayed strength, bravery and firmness in faith, and after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed, she was still actively spreading Islam with her knowledge. Secondly, she had faith in Allah even when many people accused her of doing disgraceful acts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not disappoint her and defended her in the Quran, providing and proving her innocence. Brothers and sisters, when we are with Allah and Allah is with us, all of our matters will be taken care by Him. Verily, Allah is with the patient. The third one, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was a scholar and a teacher to many. She was the living proof of women's scholarship in Islam. Sisters, let this motivate us to be the best in ilm and amal, in knowledge and also in implementing that knowledge. Brothers and sisters, that is all for this episode. Insha'Allah, I will be with you soon in the other episodes, sharing with you more about Ummahatul Mu'minin, the mothers of the believers, our mothers. Till we meet virtually again, insha'Allah.